Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros getting set to play game two against the Minnesota Twins tonight. And last night, had your ace on the mound, a guy who hadn't lost in 17 consecutive home decisions, but kind of similar to the outing before for Dallas Keuchel in Seattle, where got off to a really good start and then he got bitten by the big inning.
Yeah, I thought he was sharp early, getting the ground balls, the double plays, the soft contact. They got to him in the one big inning with some walks and a few things that didn't go our way. But, ultimately it's very symbolic of how this season's gone for us so far. You get one sort of bad break or one bad inning and they separate themselves a little bit. So we kept fighting and Dallas, wasn't as sharp as he normally is inside the strike zone. And ultimately, we had to go to the pen. But disappointing start to the homestand for sure, and especially when Dallas is on the mound, we feel like it's a night we should win.
Keuchel last year, three starts all year last year in which he gave up five or more runs. He's now done it three starts in a row. Where's the level of concern with Keuchel at this point?
Well, I mean, we need to get him right because he's our guy, and we know that he's got some dominant starts in him. And a lot of it comes down to pitch execution. The swing and miss outside the zone is eluding him right now. He's got to pound the strike zone and get guys into swing mode for him to expand the zone, as opposed to maybe pitch off the plate early and then have to come in and hitters counts and guys are laying off some of his tougher pitches. So the remedy for him is to continue to be the aggressor and get back to being a pitch to contact type guy and then expand when he wants to. So he can do it. We have all the faith in the world in him. There's a ton of credibility that he brings every time he pitches. He'll get another home start this weekend, and I'd expect better results.
Michael Feliz, really impressive results. Two-inning relief stint, and maybe as electric as he's been in an Astros uniform.
Yeah, it's the best I've seen him, and I told him that on the bench after his outing. For him to come in and not be cautious and not be careful, throw the fastball with conviction. He threw some wipeout sliders. He came back from some counts where he fell behind. He didn't get passive. All good signs for him as he matures into a more usable major leaguer. He needed to have that type of outing, I think, for his confidence and style of pitching. To me, is important for him. He's a big kid. He's got a lot of good stuff that he can do to the hitter if he maintains being the aggressor. When he gets passive, it can backfire on him.
Meanwhile, Ken Giles, after giving up the lead in Oakland on Friday, you said the next day you talked to him and basically let him know maybe back off some of the high leverage situations. First time he's appeared since that outing in Oakland and looked really good, and obviously very promising to see him pitch as well as he did.
Yeah, it is. It's nice for him to get rewarded for some of the work that he's done, and the frustration that he carries with him is pretty high. He's a high volatile guy. He's intense. He went through the middle part of the order again yesterday, which is something he's done quite a bit this season, albeit in a non-leverage situation. But some finished fastballs, some sliders that he looked like he changed the shape a little bit through his bullpen sessions to stay back and have a little bit more tilt in his breaking ball. So he needed to have a clean inning. He had a clean inning. It brings confidence to us. But more importantly, I think it brings confidence to him that his best stuff is as elite as anybody's in the league, and the fact that he hasn't been able to demonstrate that time after time doesn't mean that this can't be a catapult towards something bigger.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.
Everybody, back with Astro Launch, and I've got Minnesota Twins skipper Paul Molitor and, of course, Hall of Fame baseball player. I want to ask you just real quick, is it awesome when somebody says, here's Paul Molitor, Hall of Famer?
I don't know if I've ever really gotten accustomed to hearing that. It's one of those things, to be honest with you, that, when you play the game and you love to play, you don't wake up one day and say, well, I aspire to be a Hall of Famer.
Right,
you play and you use the gifts you have, and, you try not to leave anything on the field when you walk away. And it's a nice thing, and it's a great return to be a part of, but hopefully that's not my identity, but I really enjoy being a part of that group.
Well, you're inducted a dozen years ago now. Can you remember the rung of emotions that you went through leading up to the Hall of Fame? Because we talked about that with Craig Biggio, where you just start thinking about random people who helped you along the way.
Well, first of all, I had to say I had a chance to talk to Craig yesterday. Last year was the first year I didn't go to the induction for obvious reasons here with this new gig. So really proud of him and happy for him finally getting his due. He's where he belongs. But, you know, going through the emotions, you know, the 5 years that you wait for potentially a call are really long.
Really?
And then you get the call, and you just kind of flooded with emotion. And like you say, you're certainly mindful of, you know, all the people that made sacrifices that enabled you to play the game from your youth all the way through high school and college and minor league ball. And so there's an indebtedness that you feel, gratitude that you feel. And then going through the induction itself, the weekend, it's really special to be have all those people there in attendance and be surrounded by guys that you just idolized growing up and some of your contemporaries. It's one of the best weekends of my life for sure.
Let's talk about the Twins and the Astros right now. Both teams, young teams, very talented, got off to slow starts. What does it take to make up those games? You can't do it all in one time. And how do you manage your team to just kind of take it one game at a time and just play the game right?
You know, you see a lot of things when you're around. And there's just something about the start of the season, whether it's an individual or a team, and just how heavy it feels when things don't go your way. You know, when they blend in June and July and you have your spurts, it doesn't seem quite as burdensome. And I'm sure for Houston, with expectations and their tremendous year last year, they're probably feeling similarly to how we are, that, you know, if there's a way to lose a game, we've done it. We've had, you know, probably 15, 16 games, one-run games, two-run games, blown saves, can't get a hit. It's a fine line from, you know, being 500 or a little above to being 10 games under. So, you know, our message, and I'm sure it's true over there with AJ, is that, you know, you can't win 10 games today.
Right.
You know, and you might have a good month and still might not be back to be 500. So we're trying to keep a day-to-day perspective. You know, you have today's game, and that's what you have to focus on.
Last thing, Paul, I wanted to ask you, the latter stages of your career, you're a DH, so you spent a lot of time on the bench. Did that help you become a manager?
I think that as a DH, everyone has their own rhythm and how they like to fill that role. For me, it was watching the game. I didn't go to the cage. I didn't keep my batting gloves on. I tried to really focus. I had the good fortune of playing for Tom Kelly my last 3 years and watching how he ran a game, everything from his bullpen to how he used his bench. And, you know, it was that stage in my career where I thought that someday if it worked out, I would really like that challenge. So hopefully it helped me. You know, I watched a lot of games as a DH. You know, it's a three-hour game and you're on the field for 10 minutes. So hopefully you take advantage of your time.
There you go. That's Paul Molitor. Paul, thanks a lot for catching up, and good luck the rest of the year.
Always good to see you, and good luck to you.
The Houston Astros.
Playing in the mess! Mike Fiers has done it! A no-hitter!
On your radio.
That ball's clobbered! Left field! See ya!
All summer long.
Start spreading the news. The Houston Astros win the AL Wild Card game.
The Houston Astros. Radio Network.